There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're back with more Free Talk Live on this live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got a list of 8 reasons why the world would be a better place if the war on drugs were to end. And we touched on we went through the first one, which was that it would reduce violent crime. I added to that it would also reduce property crime. Fewer thefts, breakings, and enterings, and things like that. Fewer robberies at gunpoint or knife point or whatever kind of threat. All those things would be drastically reduced in the absence of the war on drugs. And further, number 2 on the list here is improve seller accountability and drug safety. And we hadn't really even gotten into that. We ended up talking about drug marketplaces, these online underground black markets that exist on Tor, which is the anonymity, is sort of an anonymous network of computer systems around the globe. And that's where, of course, the Silk Road came from, was on Tor, the Darknet, as it is called. And the Silk Road is the world's most infamous of those drug marketplaces. It's been shut down a couple of times, and the proprietor of the original Silk Road has now been sentenced as of yesterday to life in prison. So obviously the federal government, and this judge in particular, believes they're going to send a message. And that all those other drug marketplace operators are going to pipe up and they're going to just shut it down. They're going to be so scared.
Their security measures are going to get better.
They certainly already have, as we've discussed. So we'll continue that discussion because I think it's interesting to point out that, you know, a lot of the things that are on this list as far as reasons why the world would be a better place in the absence of the war on drugs are actually already happening because of the development of these underground darknet marketplaces.
Well, we can see them happening, but they're not happening on a large scale because most drug users are not getting their drugs from these online.
Yeah. Alma is on the line with us in Georgia to start this hour out. Go ahead, Alma. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Is that okay?
Sorry?
I'm on speaker. Can you hear me okay?
You sound pretty good,
sounds
actually.
Good.
Go ahead.
Okay, it's hard to hear you. All right. I listen to these propaganda shows every Sunday just to see what they're going to say. And Chris Wallace was on Fox 49 Sunday Morning News, and they were talking about the Patriot Act, which I thought was already signed about a month and a half ago. I think I did see that one. What do we know and what do we believe? But anyway, he said
the Patriot Act's been around for a long time. It's been around since 2001.
Yeah, but she's saying the renewal.
Yeah. But he goes, while they're in this stupid conversation that no one can stay up with, he goes, when the lights go out next Sunday, that has nothing to do with the Patriot Act.
What does that mean? I don't know what you're talking about. The lights
either.
Go?
That's what
is he using
said.
It as a euphemism?
No, that's what he said. I'm going, where is he coming from this?
Is this the idea that the NSA is going to somehow stop spying on people as of Monday?
I don't know what.
That's the idea.
Which is
ridiculous,
right? They're
confusing me to death, but they're into this Patriot Act stuff. And he goes, you're talking about when the lights get, this was last Sunday, and the lights go out next Sunday. So you tell me what they're talking about.
I think that's a reference to the NSA. Alma, thank you for the call tonight. I think it's a reference to the NSA. I saw some kind of headline about how they're shutting down their spying on Monday. You believe that one, right?
Well, they were spying illegally anyway.
They got caught by Ed Snowden, who released that information in
the
summer of 2013.
This is really important, and I know it's getting confused here, but the fact is that what the NSA was doing was illegal under the Patriot Act already.
That's right.
Now, I'd like to point out that the only person they're proposing to put in jail is Edward Snowden, the guy who revealed to America that
its
government was lying and breaking the law again. Because whenever the government breaks the law, nobody really goes to jail.
Except for the whistleblower.
Right. Because working for the government means you never have to say you're sorry. You never have to say you're sorry. We were just following orders.
Yeah.
Every time. And so the extension of the Patriot Act shouldn't have anything to do with the NSA shutting down its spying operations because they were illegal and have been shown to be illegal. Now, of course, the government is taking them thing going to appeal and all that stuff. But it, you know, it's going to have to go to the U.S. Supreme Court to be able to figure it out, honestly.
So, number two on this list of eight reasons why the world would be a better place without the war on drugs is that it would improve seller accountability and drug safety. In the black market, one of the major drawbacks, this, by the way, from theantimedia.com, one of the major drawbacks is that there's no accountability among the people selling the drugs. Since anyone can get kidnapped and thrown in a cage for even dealing with the stuff, it really doesn't make sense for people to be plastering their names and logos all over the drugs. In this age of corporate mercantilism, logos and branding may seem like a really tacky idea, but when looking at the black market, we can see the value in such things. Someone who's selling a product with their name on it is going to go through far greater lengths to ensure the quality of their product, as opposed to someone who would remain anonymous. You know, just to interject here, what we actually have seen with the Silk Road and the other drug marketplaces, and one of the, I think, most brilliant developments about them is the fact that they brought a reputation rating system into the black market.
That's where, what a trademark really is, ultimately.
Well, and in this case, even though you don't know who the owner of these drug dealing profiles are, they still are associated with that profile. The drugs that are being sold are associated with that anonymous profile that has a specific name to it. And that name has a reputation. That name has a reputation on the marketplace for either having a good quality product or being a scam. And that helps the buyers.
Yeah, ultimately, when in the drug marketplace where you can't have sort of trademarks and people can't take people to court over, you know, using their trademarks
right,
and that sort of thing, what you have is that trademarks tend to cycle very quickly in comparison to the regular marketplace. So, for instance, Maui Wowie used to be a big deal, mm-hmm. and then basically everybody said what they've got is Maui Wowie, and it doesn't take too much to just print something on a package or whatever, and you know then they, you know they move on to the Chronic or whatever, and you know the names change, but for a short period of time it's very valuable and it sells the product because they've got a good product, and then you know and then they have to move on to something else.
Yeah, but you know even those are product names, and the same named product can be sold by different vendors, as you've pointed out. But if you
right,
actually
it's not the
have,
same as a trademark because yeah. you don't have, but it's similar.
The anonymity in this case, according to the anti-media, creates an incentive for people to be dishonest with what they sell. This could lead to rip-offs or downright contamination of the drug with unwanted harmful substances. This is why there was bathtub gin that would make you go blind, or could, if you drank it during alcohol prohibition. You could still go blind today if you drank bathtub gin.
Nobody sells it because right. it's sold in the open market. Because
you can go
safer.
Buy as much real gin as you want.
Right, and it's safer. And
this
you is a name brand.
This is
all you trust.
Well, you know, it's still... It's
are
safer,
you a Tanqueray
right?
guy or are you a beef eater?
Yeah, it's safer than a bathtub gin, but you can still kill yourself with alcohol.
Oh, yeah, that stuff, it's alcohol is more dangerous than marijuana.
This is also the reason why some of the harder street drugs today are cut with toxic chemicals that increase the chance of overdose tenfold. The fact that drugs need to be smuggled also creates the incentives to make drugs more potent and thus in some circumstances more dangerous. The increased potency and decreased availability inevitably leads to a massive increase in cost. The increased cost is a whole other issue with its own unique side effects in regards to drug safety. When the price of real drugs go up, people just start huffing paint thinner, smoking bath salts, and cooking up crystal meth in their basements, which is then even many times more dangerous than the unbranded drugs on the black market. So what we've seen with the, you know, these increased costs is that in some areas, so we just had a cop, by the way, if you're just tuning in, we had a cop call in at the end of the last hour who said he supports the war on drugs, but he realizes it's not working in its current form and he wants to see something change about it. We asked him what that was, and he didn't really know.
Right. But everybody wants to see a change, and you know, I honestly don't know what the best ways to go about doing things are either.
It's to repeal prohibition. That's the only change that's going to be the best change. The legalize is better than having it illegal, so I'll accept that. Decriminalization is also
a lot of people
decent.
Want to force people to go into treatment, and I can see why they would want to do that, but what you need to consider is that some people, when somebody's not ready for treatment, they haven't decided for themselves they're not ready for treatment, there's a variety of problems. Like, for instance, they're going to mess with other people's treatment because you have people who are, you know, not ready in there with the people that are ready. That's bad for the people that are ready. Also, you're going to have them going out and doing drugs again, and then people are going to say, treatment doesn't work. Let's go back to throwing them in prison or whatever. Also, people are going to run away from treatment centers. They're not going to want to go.
Like Jeb Bush's daughter.
Yeah. then you're going to have to throw them in jail. Oh, you can't do that to the politician's children because they're special.
All right, we'll come back with more at 855-450-3. If more things on the list here. We'll get to those, plus unintended consequences of forcing people to do things against their will.
Attention, business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We'll be right back.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. Join us on the radio waves this live Saturday edition of the program as we continue with a story from the anti-media, the 8 different reasons why they say ending the war on drugs would make the world a safer place, and I happen to concur. We will continue with those here in moments. Also, talking about it sort of in the from the perspective of the darknet marketplaces, these underground marketplaces that allow people to buy all kinds of things, everything from drugs to fake identification. The proprietor of the most infamous of those marketplaces, Ross Ulbricht, was sentenced to life in prison yesterday by a federal judge. We'll continue.
It's the largest gathering of free minds in the world. It's Freedom Fest. It's in Las Vegas at Planet Hollywood from July the 8th through the 11th this year. I'm going to be there, and I hope that you can make it there, too. It's this year. It's called Discover the New American Dream, and this is a pretty big deal. I'd say this is going to be the biggest Freedom Fest ever, and the reason is they're having what they're calling the historic dream debate of the century. They're not lacking for hyperbole there. Paul Krugman, the New York Times columnist and Nobel Prize-winning economist, will debate Steve Moore, the Wall Street Journal columnist and chief economist for the Heritage Foundation, on austerity versus stimulus, red state versus blue state, flat tax versus progressive tax. And something like this is only going to happen at Freedom Fest. It is a big deal. There will be lots of other big names there. Steve Forbes, John Mackey, the CEO of Whole Foods, Glenn Beck, I'm sure you've heard of him, George Gilder, acclaimed economist, Grover Norquist, Dinesh D'Souza, all kinds of big names in the area of economic freedom especially. It's freedomfest.com to get registered. Please click that you heard it on Free Talk Live. That matters for us. Freedomfest.com, or you can give them a call if you don't have access to the internet, if you just prefer to register over the phone. The number is 1-855-850-FREE. 1-855-850-FREE or freedomfest.com. July the 8th through the 11th at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas.
All right, toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. That's our number here. You can join us on the air. Our two that we've been through on this list of 8 reasons why ending the war on drugs would make the world a safer place. Number 1, reduce violent crime. I added to that, reduce property crime. Also, number 2, improve seller accountability and drug safety. And now number 3, reduce drug availability to children. Because we had a cop call at the end of the last hour who was talking about how, you know, kids are getting marijuana, 6th graders and 5th graders are getting marijuana. Well, that's happening.
6th graders and 5th graders were getting marijuana when I was a kid, too.
Right.
It wasn't that uncommon. That could be.
I didn't encounter it when I was in 5th grade, but I imagine there were still people doing it.
You could find these. What you can find is that in Portugal and the Netherlands, where they have decriminalized drugs, that they've done studies, and kids are doing drugs at less of a rate. Yeah, I'm sure there's young kids there that can get drugs, too. But they're doing, you know, according to the studies that are done in these places where they've decriminalized drugs, kids are doing them less frequently.
In fact, according to the stories.
Crime's down in California, too.
Yeah, it says in Portugal, where drugs have been decriminalized for some time now, and by some time now he means more than a decade, there has actually been a double-digit drop in drug use by school-age children. Double digits. That's pretty good.
Yep. I think you also have a situation where when drugs become illegal, that there's this party that goes on for maybe a year or 18 mm-hmm. months or, you know, 6 months, 9 months. I don't know how long it is. But for a period of time, people are like, woo! And they imbibe yeah. on a more frequent basis than they would after, you know, it just becomes another day and everybody's just trying to make a living again.
Many children have houses that are filled with alcohol, yet most of them find it way easier to get drugs than to get alcohol, even though alcohol is legal. Even if there were no legal age restrictions on alcohol, the societal and family norms would be just as effective at deterring children from them than a formal prohibition policy. If we look overseas at countries that don't have age restrictions on alcohol, younger people are oftentimes much more mature and informed about
its effects. Think about that for a second, folks. There are places around the world where all you have to do is be old enough to, you know, that your parents let you drink and you can drink. Now, you know, what's it like there? I don't know the answer as far as all their problems, but do they really have that much higher rates of alcoholism? And is that any of our business?
Is what any of your business?
Is it any of our business if somebody is an alcoholic, right? Like, that's a decision they're going to have to make for themselves. It's something they're going to have to figure out in their own life.
He goes on to say here that in the West, age restrictions on alcohol, younger people oftentimes much more mature and informed about alcohol's effects than children in the West and are more likely to make responsible decisions about mind-altering substances. And then number four is to reduce nonviolent prisoner population. A vast majority of the prisoners in the United States are there for nonviolent, non-crimes, many of which stem from the war on drugs. Currently, there are more people in U.S. prisons than there were in the gulags of Soviet Russia at its worst. Putting nonviolent people in cages, bringing violence against nonviolent people, is a horrible violation of natural law. However, if you have no sympathy or compassion for the casualties of this war on drugs, I would point again to the external consequences which affect even the most vocal prohibitionist. According to the most cited judge in the United States, Richard Posner, the government spends $41.3 billion per year of your tax money on law enforcement measures against mostly small-time drug users. And we see them putting person after person in or behind bars or giving them probation and making their lives all the more difficult because of the burdens of the state and the fines that they have to pay and the, you know, the probation, meaning they have to go and jump through whatever arbitrary hoops are set up for them, all because they got caught with some sort of a plant or a chemical on their person. And this is a tremendous burden to the system. This is one of the reasons why the agent for probation here in the Keene area kind of, from what I heard, looks the other way when it comes to marijuana violations. Because he's got 500 cases. He and this other guy, basically, between the two of them, have like 500 cases that they have to deal with at any given time, 500 probationers or whatever. And they just, you know, they got other things to do. They've got problems.
People who are committing crimes.
Legitimate issues that they would prefer to be spending their time on. And that's why when Rich Paul, who was our former co-host here on Free Talk Live, and who we might have back on at some point, but he's moved out of the area. Rich said, you know, Rich got caught for having marijuana in his system while he was on probation, but ultimately that wasn't what sunk him. It was the fact that he had a situation that was a violent situation that, again, he was in self-defense for, so he wasn't committing violence against an aggressive or in an aggressive manner against anyone. But that's what kind of brought him under the closer eye of these agents. And basically, you know, the fact that he was a pot smoker was a non-issue to that particular violation of probation. And they basically took him off probation even when he told them, I'm going to keep smoking pot. So it's a huge burden on the system to continue to go after pot smokers and other drug users when there are actual criminals out there. Going on here, he says, number five on this list of eight reasons why the world would be a better place is that real crime can be dealt with. Because obviously, if you aren't spending hundreds upon thousands of hours on drug busts and arresting pot smokers, then you can spend that police time and resources on actual investigations of real criminals. I mean, this seems like a no-brainer to me, but yet there are still people out there who support the war on drugs, and I ask you why. 855-453, and how can you make this work?
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Coming up still tonight, if we get the chance, we'll tell you about a vegan mom who has been ordered by a judge to feed her daughter, I think? Differently.
Son, I believe.
Son? To feed her kid differently. And we will get into that here if we get the chance. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Express Coin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin, you can get them all from ExpressCoin.com. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They are a licensed money services business, and you can get your cryptocurrency with money order or check. Just start off at ExpressCoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. Again, it's ExpressCoin.com. You can do it from your smartphone by downloading their app at ExpressCoin.com. And don't forget to use coupon code FTL. You'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all when you use coupon code FTL over at ExpressCoin.com. And again, that's coupon code FTL. We're talking about some of the reasons why the world would be a better place in the absence of the war on drugs. Number one, it will reduce violent crime. Two, improve seller accountability and drug safety. Three, reduce drug availability to children. Four, reduce nonviolent prisoner population. And five, real crime can be dealt with. Even in areas with a declining homicide rate, the murder cases that are going unsolved are continuing to climb. Police departments and bureaucrats have a million excuses, but the drug war is one of the primary reasons for this.
Well, I think anybody could say to themselves, yes, if they were spending less time trying to prosecute people for having marijuana or, you know, other drugs, that they would have more time to focus on real crimes.
If you look at the rate of incarceration for drug offenses and how incredibly often drug cases are solved and found in favor of the state, it becomes obvious that the police have more of an incentive in their day-to-day activities to hunt down drug users than murderers.
Yeah, and this is a real issue as far as the criminal justice system goes. Now, this has, I think, less to do with the war on drugs and more to do with just, maybe it has something to do with the war on drugs in the sense that far more cases are coming through than they did, you know, maybe 50 years ago, 100 years ago, the sort of the plea system that they have, where people can plea out to a lesser charge, this does not benefit the public. This is, does not benefit, you know, the Mr. and Mrs. taxpayer out there. This benefits prosecutors.
Mm-hmm.
It benefits police. It benefits guilty people. It does not benefit people who aren't. Everybody should get a day in court. Everybody should get a day in front of a jury of their peers. If you don't think it's worth them getting a jury of their peers, it's not worth putting them in jail for. Because this whole pleading thing, what they do is they stack charges up on people and then scare them into taking a plea. In many cases, you're talking about people who are innocent, have done nothing, and they're just trying.
But it's hard to beat a lying cop.
Well, it doesn't matter even if a cop's lie. It doesn't matter if the case is stacked against you. You're not going to get your day in court because there's just, you know, you have these crappy public defenders. I know they care, right, whatever, but they just have too many cases and they can't do it. And you can't afford a regular attorney. It takes oftentimes there's these gain time incentive systems in states where you just want to get into prison, so you start getting the good time. In county jail, you don't get it. So they would just want to, they just take the plea. That's why I took a plea.
Let's go to Joe. He's in Albuquerque listening to Kiva. Hello, Joe.
Yeah, I just wonder what you guys think about what happened with that Dennis Hastert.
Who's that?
He used to be the Republican guy for the House.
Republican guy for the House.
He's probably a criminal.
What? Is he in New Mexico or something?
No, he used to run the House. He used to be the guy for the House, Dennis Hastert.
I've heard the name. I honestly don't know.
To be a Republican guy in a House.
We don't do regular talk radio like so many other shows out there.
Fill me in.
I don't know who the Republican whip is. Matt, I don't know.
But fill me in. I mean, we talk about the U.S. House, the federal government?
Yeah, he's Boehner. He used to do Boehner's job.
Okay, what is it that happened? I mean, fill me in here.
He got arrested for taking money out of the bank.
Oh. Taking money out of his own bank?
Which bank?
Yeah, it was about like in the 1970s. He was molested a kid in school. He used to be House representative. He used to Boehner's job.
So wait, just to be clear, is this guy, he hasn't been in for decades, or he just recently got kicked out?
No, it's been a while.
Yeah, honestly, I have no idea. Yeah.
I was in grade school in the 70s.
I think it was before Gingrich.
Are you surprised? I mean, the dude, you know, there's politicians. They're corrupt. They lie. They molest kids.
Yeah, I know. What about?
They're scumbags. I mean, you could put any name in there, Dennis, whoever, Newt, whatever, and my answer is going to be the same. Unless you're talking about Ron Paul, they're a scumbag, and I want nothing whatsoever to do with those people. What do you think about that?
Okay, that's what I was wondering. That's what I wanted to know.
There you go.
If you haven't heard about it. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Yeah, I just don't care about those politicians. I mean, who's surprised by a politician being on the take or being corrupt or molesting children or being a liar and stealing money? I mean,
it's
whoa!
Right? Like thief and politician, it's a synonym. I mean, politician is a synonym for a person who's corrupt.
I mean, you can mix up all the names and they're all the same to me. Dennis Clinton, you know, whatever. I don't care what his name is. I don't care if he's a Republican or a Democrat. 855-450-FREE. Back to the story here from the anti-media. Real crime can be dealt with if we end the war on drugs. He says these people aren't selfless public servants as the propaganda on primetime television would lead you to believe. They're average people just like you and me, and they'll even tell you, I'm just doing my job. So like most of us, when they're on the job, they try to get the most amount of money for the least amount of work. And murder cases are really tough work. Why bother spending time on all that investigating when you can just go pop somebody who's got long hair for having some drugs on them? A cop could even miss his quota by taking the time and effort to hunt down a murderer instead of grabbing a kid with a bag of pot, which is a lot easier to find and easier to catch.
Hold on. So police departments have departments. Mm-hmm. So they have a homicide department in many cases. Some departments have to allocate towards homicide.
Well, they could take people from the drug task force and allocate them to the homicide department.
Right, but let's not say the police do this, because the police don't decide which department they're going to be in necessarily. They don't decide how many people are going to be in a department. Mm-hmm. They may say, I'd prefer to do this job or that job. But ultimately, somebody's going to do that job because the department, you know, the brass decides how many people are going to be in a given section. So this isn't an area that I want to blame on the police or on law enforcement. This is an area I want to talk about. The management of law enforcement, and that, I think, is the biggest problem out there. Many law enforcers who are listening right now would agree that, you know, they're given perverse incentives by their bosses.
Let's go to Jim. He's in Shelbyville, Indiana, listening to WIVC-FM out of Indianapolis. Hey, Jim.
Hey.
You're on the air.
I really agree with everything you guys are saying.
Right on. Thanks.
My tolerance is... you know, I was injured during the war, and they put me on pain medication. And then now they've passed these new laws, and they took me off all of my pain medication because they said all it was doing was blanketing my pain. It wasn't curing my pain. It was just...
What cures pain?
Well, duh.
I mean, that's what painkillers do.
Yeah.
So now what, they're trying to force me to go to the horse? I don't understand why they're doing this.
Force you to go where?
Oh, I see. He's calling heroin horse.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's an old name.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying that because they've taken you off of the prescription opiates, you're now wanting to or already have gone to heroin. Are you using heroin?
No, sir. I'm not at this time. I've resorted back to my old ways on... drinking again, whereas at one time, before I went on the pain medication, I was an alcoholic. And then when I got on the pain medication, I was no longer an alcoholic for 7 years.
So basically, the DEA has, by putting more restrictions and controls down on these pain meds, has driven you back to drinking. Thanks, Jim, for your call and sharing your thoughts. It's another tragedy. I mean, there's just no shortage of these. And, of course, you know, a lot of these pain meds aren't good news either. I mean, they create some serious addictions. People get prescriptions for pain medication, and then they get hooked on it. Even when they're done with their prescription, they're then on the streets buying them at $20 a pill and doing who knows what to get that money. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. And, by the way, ending the war on drugs to me also includes ending the prohibition on buying prescription medications without a prescription. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
The Atlas Society's Atlas Summit is just around the corner, June 18th through the 21st. Right before Porkfest in Nashua, New Hampshire. Connect, grow, have fun with longtime objectivists and people just learning Ayn Rand's philosophy. There are discounts for students, locals, and one-day rates at atlassociety.org. The event is jam-packed with speakers. Come and be a part of the most important objectivist event of the year, the Atlas Summit. June 18th through the 21st, Nashua, New Hampshire, atlassociety.org. 20% off with coupon code FTL, atlassociety.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, Great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com. That's 844-2-GUNS-80, guns80.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. You can join us on the airwaves and also join us via Skype. We've got Skype username lrn.fm with you in studio tonight. It's Ian here.
And Mark.
Let's go to more of your calls here in a moment. Also want to let you know how you can support Free Talk Live. One of the ways to do it is to shop with us. You just go to shop.freetalklive.com. And when you do that, you enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Canada, and US. You just click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sales. The same great Amazon prices and selection and customer service, everything you're used to. The shipping, you know, free Super Saver shipping, Amazon Prime. It's all the same. You're just entering through our affiliate links, so Free Talk Live gets a cut. Start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com as we continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Paul in Hampton, Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to WNIS.
Hi. Just calling in to inform you that you should actually care about the Dennis Hastert matter because he's actually being charged with crimes that were passed in relation to the drug war.
Okay, and what are we talking about? What is this guy being charged with?
Okay, so Dennis Hastert was the Speaker of the House during the George W. Bush years. He helped put through Medicare Part D and No Child Left Behind. He's being charged prior to his political career. He was a high school teacher and wrestling coach. Apparently, he sexually abused at least one, maybe more, of his students. One of those students came back and in 2010 started blackmailing him for somewhere between $1.5 and $3 million. Smart. After he had already left public service.
Okay.
He's being charged with structuring, which was created during the drug war. The $10,000 IRS reporting rules.
Yeah.
If you deposit or withdraw $10,000 or more, you have to report to the IRS those cash transactions.
Right.
No, actually, it's the bank that'll generally report it without your knowledge.
Right. This is a suspicious transaction report, and structuring is what one does to avoid it. So depositing $9,999 multiple times in a row might be considered structuring.
Yeah.
Yes, and the same with withdrawals. If you're taking out $6,000 to $8,000 on a regular basis to avoid the reporting requirements, that's also now started. They started seizing small business accounts and stuff like that for cash-only businesses. And now there was just a highly publicized case down in North Carolina where the IRS seized $107,000 worth of assets from a shop owner. There's a dairy farm up in Maryland that they just seized $68,000 in assets. But that's basically what he's being charged with, is because he was making smaller than $10,000 withdrawals from the bank to pay off the blackmail. Being charged with structuring.
Well, you know, it's hard to feel sorry for a politician who likely supported the war on drugs for getting caught within the net of it, or the net. And look, I don't support
however, the law is still the problem, not the politician himself.
No, I agree with you. I mean, I think that you should be able to deposit and withdraw whatever the heck you want into whatever accounts that you want to. I don't think it's
either your money or it's not.
Yeah, I don't think it should be anybody's business. But it's hard to really feel sorry for this guy, right? Like, he's just another scumbag politician.
I feel sorry, but again, the law itself is unjust. So, as big of a douchebag as he is, like I said, I don't like the amount of debt that was piled on with Medicare Part D. And I don't like the federal control that was applied to local education from No Child Left Behind. And I think he is a child molesting douchebag. However,
did he actually molest a child, or did he use his position of power to convince
that
his
has not been
students
entirely? It was a high school kid, but the details have not been fully revealed as of yet.
Okay. All right. Hey, Paul, thanks for the call. And I appreciate you explaining that. It's a lot better of an explanation than the last caller. Thanks for making it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You're here on Free Talk Live. We will take your calls about anything. Mark, what do you think?
Well, I think that what it made me think of is how Free Talk Live is different than other radio programs out there. For one, we don't focus on politicians very much. We are of the opinion that the vast majority of them are liars and thieves, and spending any time on them is just going to make one angry. So why spend a lot of time with them? But the other thing is that how talk radio hosts generally will filter out people who want to talk about something they have no clue of, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'd heard the name Dennis Hassard. That's all I had heard. You might have convinced me that it was a politician, but that was really about it. So having somebody call in who wants to talk about it, I'm clueless. Now, the average talk show host is going to be like, nope, we're not talking about anything my talk show host doesn't want to talk about, because he's got to look so smart. And I'm as smart as I am, and smart people know about some stuff and don't know about other stuff, and sometimes they don't even know what they don't know. But that doesn't really have anything to do with anything. The idea with a talk show host in so many cases is that they want to create this aura of an individual who is faultless, blameless, right, 99.44% of the time, like ivory soap.
I have defeated God with one hand tied behind my back.
Nonsense, right? Absolute, uttering, blithering nonsense. Yeah. A talk show host should be there to allow people to get on the air and say what they're going to say. Now, we have certain moral convictions that you're going to have to talk to us. We're going to have, if you have some idea or another, we may ask you questions about this, but we're the closest thing to the name Free Talk Live that there is on the radio today. Some people will say, you guys don't let the callers talk enough, meaning that they disagreed with what we said. Okay, if there's another show that is worthy of the name Free Talk Live, please tell me what it is.
Let's go to Jim. He's in Des Moines. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Jim.
Pastor Creep, He got charged with structuring, but he also got charged with lying to the FBI about why he was withdrawing. I think that's the core of the charges against him, was the actual perjury charges against the FBI. But this structuring is really a problem. We had a case here in Iowa where a small business owner, a restaurant, as I recall, was making, you know, just your nominal deposits that a small business would make, and they came in, seized her bank account, and
she
wasn't doing nothing nefarious, nothing against the law, and, you know, she ended up, I think, losing the business, and a lot of times these people don't have the money to pay attorneys to...
Well, right. I mean,
it's easier to shut down your pizza place than to hire an attorney.
Yeah, well, a lot of small business places, you know, they're just kind of barely getting payroll made, and the bills are just barely getting paid. So as soon as the bank account gets frozen, and then the criminal charges start getting laid in, that's going to pretty much screw up anybody's small operation.
Yeah, their history. I mean, and the thing is that... And just like this civil asset forfeiture, it's totally unconstitutional because it's done without any suspicion, any evidence of any type of wrongdoing. It's just the fact of having the money itself, or the withdrawals of the money, is prima facie evidence of wrongdoing when there might not be any wrongdoing, you know? And so basically you have to prove your innocence. So it's a ridiculous Herculean
task in order to try to prove that your money is somehow innocent of being involved in criminal activity. We see this all the time with not just business owners being targeted for structuring. And I know we've read a story just like what you're talking about. It might have been the same exact one, or it may just be that these are so common that they're all very, very similar. But then there's also and then there's also the story about, like, grandma getting caught with a shoebox full of cash that she's been stocking away. It's basically her life savings. She was taking it from, you know, one house to another house. She was moving or whatever.
Right.
And then the cops pull her over and they say, aha, drug money. And then they confiscate it. And then they create a court case. You want even more insanity? They then create a court case, United States versus $16,000 cash.
Yeah, the cash is the defendant.
Yep, that's absolutely true.
Not the individual. And another thing is, there's a perverse incentive in these civil asset forfeitures in that the cops get to keep the money for their own, like, you know, buying whatever stuff they can't get from the federal government, the tanks or whatnot, you know, they'll use...
Whoa. Are you saying the police would fall victim to market forces and attempt to keep money that they'd confiscated?
No, I'm being facetious.
Jim. Oh, absolutely they will.
this stuff really needs to be addressed. It's just more evidence that we're in a post-constitutional America. I mean, this stuff goes on all the time.
It sure does, Jim. Thanks for your call and your thoughts. Appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Still to come, a little bit more on the War on Drugs. Plus, Mark, you've got a story about a vegan mom who's been ordered to feed her son proper food. Whatever that means. We'll get into that here in moments. 855 453, hour 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.